Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game from the Chicago Bears Network Studios. We get you ready for the 75th Thanksgiving Classic in Detroit, where the Lions always host every year, a tradition in the National Football League, and the Bears fortunate enough to be included this year. Let's dig right in with the keys, and we start offensively. Already this season, the Bears have faced the 4th, 7th, and 8th ranked rushing defenses in the Jets, Niners, and Bills, going 2-1 in those games. Detroit's run defense is number one, allowing less than 71 rushing yards a game, a league-low 3.15 yards per rush, and only 778 yards. The Bears still must try to run it, and run it at least well enough to settle the crowd, the Lions' pass rush, and help Jay Cutler get into a confident rhythm. The risk, of course, is falling behind the chains because the Lions have forced negative yardage, a league-high 16.7% on the 221 carries they face. They allow only 3.35 yards a carry on first down and 3.05 yards on second down, which is also best in the league. Blocking Ndamukong Suh and limiting him as much as possible in terms of disruptive plays will be the biggest key to the game. Combination blocks appear to be the best way to slow Suh down. However, running on the edges of the Lions' defense, where the tackle sweeps the Bears execute very well, and the toss plays to Matt Forte could prove to be effective, forcing the Lions' cornerbacks to come up and tackle. Another player the Bears had to block is linebacker DeAndre Levy, a run-and-hit backer who's playing at a Pro Bowl level and is also very good at playing the passing lanes. Defensively, the Bears got to attack the line of scrimmage. Detroit's offensive weaponry allows coordinator Joe Lombardi to attack every blade of turf horizontally and vertically. His New Orleans background, much like Aaron Cromer of the Bears, means there are significant elements of the Saints' offensive scheme in both teams. The Bears will have to defend the screen game and a short to an intermediate passing game. Detroit has gone 8 straight quarters, though, without a touchdown, but the expected return of Reggie Bush in the backfield will open things up. Golden Tate is the league's number one third-down receiver. He works out of the slot and is used on some of those screens and wheel routes, and with the ball in his hands, runs like a running back. So the Bears have to rally the ball and make sure tackles. Tate right now, 4th in the league in yards after the catch, 2nd among receivers. Oh, and by the way, Calvin Johnson is on the field and fighting an ankle injury, so getting physical with him is the best way to break up his rhythm with quarterback Matthew Stafford. It's not easy to do. The Lions' offensive line is big but banged up and young at some spots. So a Bears defensive line building momentum over the last couple of weeks with sacks, knockdowns, and disruptions needs to take advantage of their matchups against Detroit. Over to special teams. And on the road on a short week, if the Bears can get just one significant play in any phase of the kick or punt game, you would think it would give the team a boost towards the goal of playing continuity football. Last Sunday, New England was able to make some plays in the return game against the Lions, making plays like downing a punt, which the Bears have only done twice this season, to flip field position will be huge. They need a consistent four-quarter performance from punter Patrick O'Donnell. Robbie Gould has not made a field goal in 5 weeks, missing his only two opportunities, rare indeed. This is the game where if the ball is on the ground, the Bears have to take it away. A big return by Mark Mariani would help. I mean anything to spark the team, shift momentum, take momentum in Ford Field with that holiday crowd is what we're looking for this week from the Bears. On to intangibles. Detroit right now, a game behind Green Bay in the NFC North. 1993, the last time the Lions won a division title. They went 0-4 down the stretch last season, and now a late November two-game slide carries the pressure of that memory. The Bears come in with 2 straight wins and growing confidence, and on a short week, they can have no lethargic, mistake-filled start in Detroit. Start fast. The Lions will be waiting to pounce. The Bears have to as well. This is a game where the veterans in the room need to lead the young Bears by example. The mental preparation this week may be more important than the physical preparation. Thursday morning will come quick, and that Sunday soreness will linger. Fighting through it and destroying all the distractions of this trip to Ford Field will hopefully maintain the momentum in this crazy Bears season. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and please tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. We'll start our pregame coverage at 8:30 in the morning, kickoff shortly after 11:30. Thanks again for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.